from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president defends the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. President Barack Obama is vigorously defending the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program by saying it cuts off all of Iran's pathways to the bomb. Aru Pandey has more for VOA.
Calling the Iran nuclear agreement the most consequential debate the United States has had since the 2002 decision to invade Iraq, President Obama warned U.S. lawmakers against blocking what he called a very good deal.
We have to be honest. Congressional rejection of this deal leaves any U.S. administration that is absolutely committed to preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon with one option: another war in the Middle East.
Mr. Obama laid out a forceful rebuttal to critics who say the agreement, including its inspections regime, is not strong enough and that sanctions relief will embolden Iran. Aru Pandey, VOA News, The White House.
And President Obama urged Americans to call skeptical lawmakers in the U.S. Congress to urge them to approve the pact when they vote on it next month. A U.S. military official said Wednesday that an Iranian frigate approached a coalition auxiliary ship in the Gulf of Aden late last month and pointed its weapons at the vessel and a U.S. Navy helicopter. Navy spokesman Lieutenant Tim Hawkins, in an interview with VOA, said the frigate approached the coalition ship on July the 25th, coming about 180 meters from the vessel. He said the helicopter had launched from the nearby USS Farragut destroyer and was conducting a training operation with the ship when the incident occurred. The U.S. Navy is routinely approached by Iranian warships in the Gulf in a safe manner. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says U.S. forces in Turkey have carried out their first strike against Islamic State fighters in Syria. U.S. military officials said the first cross-border strike from Turkey was carried out by an unmanned drone aircraft on Wednesday, the same day that American drones and other warplanes began arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey. Turkey and the U.S. are planning joint military action to clear ISIS militants from an area of Syria near the Turkish border. Aid agencies and the Irish Navy are reporting that a fishing vessel carrying about 600 migrants capsized in the Mediterranean, and a distress call was issued about 24 kilometers north of Libya. The Navy reports say hundreds of people were in the sea and a rescue effort was underway. As of late Wednesday, aid agencies reported some 400 migrants have been rescued and 25 bodies recovered. China's foreign minister says his country has stopped its controversial land reclamation project in the South China Sea. Wang Yi commented at the ASEAN Forum in Malaysia on Wednesday, where he met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Reporters asked Mr. Wang about the project that has pitted China against some of its neighbors who also have claims on the waterway. He said China has already stopped. Civilian casualties of the armed conflict in Afghanistan this year are projected to equal or exceed the country's deadliest year on record, the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan announced Wednesday in Kabul. According to the UNAMA's 2015 mid-year report on protection of civilians in armed conflict, 4,921 civilian casualties were documented in the first half of 2015. Two passenger trains have derailed during a flash flood in central India, killing at least 24 people and injuring scores more. The derailments occurred around midnight on Tuesday when the trains were crossing a small bridge near the Mashok River in Madhya Pradesh state. This is Ani Saxena, an India Railways spokesman.
The approach to the culvert, the track, it caved in because of the heavy rains and because of the wet soil, soft soil, because of the rainwater. So it led to the derailment.
Darkness complicated the search for the passengers. A court in Zimbabwe agreed Wednesday to push back the start of a trial for a hunter who helped an American kill a lion named Cecil last month. The trial was due to start Wednesday, but the lawyer representing Theo Bronkhorst asked the court for more time to prepare his defense and was granted a postponement until September 28th. Mr. Bronkhorst was a guide for Walter Palmer, a dentist from the U.S. state of Minnesota, who shot the lion in what authorities say was an illegal hunt outside the national park. Both men have denied doing anything wrong. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.